Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we invite your Spirit now to come and dwell in our hearts and speak to our minds. Grant us the grace, the courage, and the strength to respond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Just a few verses from Luke 2. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed him and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for mine eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel." And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." My question to you tonight is, how excited are you about celebrating the coming of Jesus, and how excited are you in anticipation of him coming again? How excited are you? You know, earlier this year, it doesn't seem so long ago, but back in May, one of our daughters got married. The excitement in the months preceding or following the engagement was almost tangible. But the excitement also caused a lot of stress, not to me. Caused a lot of hassle, not to me. Caused a right few arguments. I was in the middle of those. But the anticipation and the excitement kept building and building and building. And even on the day of the wedding, there was not a little stress in the house. And then there was this moment towards the end when Rebecca and I were alone in the house waiting for the car to come and take us to the church. And all was calm. And our anticipation and our excitement became a joy and a realization of the moment that was about to happen. It was a beautiful thing. This story of this man, Simeon, some commentators call him one of the quiet in the land. Because the excitement and anticipation of a savior was well known to the Jews. Some voiced their views on it loudly. Some demonstrated. Some got on ridiculously, as is our wont in society. But some, like Simeon, were quiet and patient, but nevertheless excited for what was about to happen. And of course, then, the child, Jesus, is presented to him, and his prayer, his desire, his heart's desire, in that moment, that excitement, that heart's desire is fulfilled. And he gives us the beautiful prayer which we know as the Nunc Dimittis, which means, "Now you dismiss." It was time. It was Simeon's time. All those years of waiting, patiently, prayerfully, quietly, but nevertheless excitedly and expectantly anticipating this wonderful Savior, had now come to fruition, and he was at his own end. "Now you dismiss," the Nunc Dimittis. We get the beautiful phrase, "Now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. The Savior had arrived. And he wasn't a Savior just for the Jews. He was a Savior for everyone, for the whole world. Your Savior, my Savior, their Savior outside these walls. A Savior for the whole world. And as we sit here this evening and we listen to these beautiful songs, we sing them, we listen, we worship, we hear the words spoken. I ask you again, how excited are you? For in a noisy world, it is surely quite easy not or to forget to be excited, to forget to anticipate joyfully what we are celebrating, and more so, remember and look forward to who is coming again. And some of the words that Simeon spoke are so important to us today. The Christ was an appointed child. An appointed child. God given. Emmanuel. God with us. The baby, fully God, fully human, fully able to understand the complexities of and the beauty of our lives, with all its faults, with all its troubles, with all its stresses. He understood it all, yet was joyful. How excited are you, this appointed Savior that came for everyone? But not everyone will accept him. Not everyone will accept him. He came for the fall and rising of many. Some will accept him, some won't. And if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus this year, maybe this is your year. Maybe this is your moment. Maybe in the excitement of this evening, this is your time to see the appointed Christ, to be excited about getting to know him, to take him into your life, to be joyful in surrendering to him and living a life of fullness in the person of Jesus Christ. He has come for the fall and the rising of many. But he will be opposed. Some won't really like him, to the point that not only will they not like him, they will go out of their way to oppose him. And in that opposition, the thoughts of our hearts are revealed. You see, the Lord Jesus knows the thoughts of our hearts. He sees deeply within. And in a service such as this, as we really recall a year of liturgy in one sense, go through Scripture and see the revelation of Jesus Christ on Christmas Day and anticipate his coming again, we are also contemplating the person of Jesus Christ, who he is. How excited are you that he's come for you, that he's coming again for you? How excited, how much are you anticipating all of that? Simeon was part of the quiet in the land. Beautifully patient. He was righteous, it says in Scripture, righteous, devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. In many respects, he had all the time in the world. And in many respects, he had no time at all. Are you excited this Christmas? Are you going to choose Christ this Christmas? Are you going to be joyful in Christ this Christmas? Are you going to live lives in Christ this Christmas and thereafter? Are you one of the quiet in the land? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts tonight. Generate excitement and anticipation as we remember the first coming of your Son, and we eagerly wait the second coming. Fill our hearts with the joy of Christ. And by your grace, may we say yes to Jesus and be joyful tonight. And it is in his precious name we pray. Amen.